السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. ونبي سيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لله تبارك وتعالى أتقاء من النار في كل ليلة ونهار في شهر رمضان، وإن لله تعالى في كل ليلة ونهار دعوة مستجاب. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. All praise is due to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, our Creator, Sustainer, Nourisher, Master of the Worlds. Durud and Salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is Allah's grace, Allah Pak has given us another Mubarak day of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala accept our fasting, give us the strength and energy to spiritually uplift ourselves, increase our taqwa, increase our ruhaniyya, and make us amongst those who are forgiven in this ashara of Ramadan, and emancipate us all from the fire of Jahannam. The last ayat that we want to discuss today is, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my banda, when my servant ask, where am I? This is in essence of dua in Ramadan. وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. They ask you about me. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. I am closer to you. How close? In another verse, Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I am closer to you than even your jugular vein. As soon as you take the name Allah, say the name Allah one time, repeat, Allah. We are already in the company of Allah. Take the name of Allah wherever we are. Allah is listening to us. Allah is watching us. Allah knows about our whereabouts. Allah knows about our intention. So wherever we are, we take the name of Allah. And this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am closer to Him. More closer than everybody else. Our bodies may be close, our hearts may not be close. Allah unite our hearts. But more importantly is that we have this consciousness, Allah hamare saath hai. This is the taqwa. That's how it'll be. Allah is watching over us. Allah knows everything. Allah sees everything. Allah hears everything. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. Allah says, I answer whatever request, whatever dua that a person makes. And the hadith we cited just now, we're going to elaborate on it. Any time during the day or night in the month of Ramadan. And this ayat is not only specific to Ramadan, although emphasis is in Ramadan, but out of Ramadan also there are moments suddenly when du'as are answered. That is why we should be very, very careful that we're giving somebody, mashallah, good du'as. We're praising Allah's favors. We're making shukr on the ni'mat of Allah. We're making sabr on some test and calamity. And then we're giving du'as to our children, to the fellow people. Give them goodness, wellness, be well wishes. Be careful we don't utter the wrong words or make bad dua or curse upon somebody, because that could fall any time. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. It is left for me now to answer. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And have firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely your dua will be answered. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is saying that I want to favor this person. Now in the hadith, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala who narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inna lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala utaqa'a minan nar, that every moment there are certain souls during the day and the night, especially in the month of Ramadan, from the beginning of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees certain souls, certain people from the fire of Jahannam. Allah make us amongst those. That's why it is said, you read this dua, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, O Allah, emancipate me from the fire of Jahannam.
utaqa'a minan nar fi laylatin wa naharin, during the day and during the night. Here the night first and then the day. Every moment in the month of Ramadan, Allah takes out people from the fire of Jahannam. And in another hadith is mentioned, on the last night, Allah takes out the total amount He takes out for the entire month. Look at the mercy of Allah. The second part is that during the day or the night of Ramadan, the condition is that it should be Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلصَّائِمِ مُسْتَجَابُ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابُ, that for a fasting person, there is a moment when du'as are answered. And some other hadith, they say at sehri time. Some say after every salah. Some say before iftari, that du'a is very, very effective and powerful. In the night when one gets up at tahajjud. Any moment, you don't know when is the time of mustajab. And who is mustajab? Request everybody to make du'a. You meet anybody, tell him, may you make du'a for me, I'll make du'a for you. And the best du'a to make, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afwanni. Let's recite it. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afwanni. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you saying must make dua. Specifically it came for Laylatul Qadr, but any time in the month of Ramadan. He said, oh Allah, you are the best of pardoners. You love to pardon. Afu means to pardon, to wipe out no trace of that sin. Fa'afu anni. Now pardon me and forgive me in such a way that there's no trace left. Subhanallah, brothers. We in the maghfirat, ashara of maghfirat. Allah forgive us all. Allah emancipate us all from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala don't leave any slate, any portion or dot of sin. Allah Ta'ala give us a clean slate, inshallah. Allah make us amongst those that His chosen bandas, His awliya in this time. So this is important. Various other du'as. There is a du'a, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. We remember a few years ago, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Abu Rahmatullah Ali made the tafsir of it. 10 points of hatina fi dunya hasana. And leave alone the hereafter hasana. The best of this world. The best of the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala wish well for everybody. Give us the goodness of this world. And the hereafter, inshallah. We also make dua, Allah Ta'ala bring Hazrat Mawlana Naeem Sahab safely, inshallah. Suffer from Umrah. Allah make his Umrah maqbool and mabroor. And accept his khidmat of deen. And all those who are coming back from Umrah, Allah bring them safely. All those who are going for Umrah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. Those who are desirous for Hajj, Allah accept the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the khidmat of deen. And we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever is doing whatever little in the month of Ramadan, that energy, that taqwa, that ruhaniya must continue after the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, tonight we are having a guest here after Tarawih, Hazrat Mawlana Ayyub Surti Sahab Damar Barakatum. He was our ustad in Madrasa Falah Idareen in India. At the moment he's running the Majlis Da'watul Haq in UK, Leicester. And he's the Khalifa of Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahab and Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. So inshallah, tonight after Tarawih, there'll be a short Majlis. Mawlana is only here for 3 days. But we benefit from the company, sit in the Mashaykh's company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever ruhaniya they have, they want to share some information. Looking at them is also a great benefit. But sitting in some wali's company in the month of Ramadan is nurun ala nur. You got the zaman, you got the makan, and now you got the sahib, waliullah as well. So Allah ta'ala make us benefit from all the programs except our tilawat al-Quran, our sadaqat. Make a lot of istighfar, brothers. Tuba liman wujida fi sahifatihi istighfaran kathira. Istaghfirullah. This is the time you make astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah min kulli dhambi wa khatiya. Whatever istighfar we can make while driving, while cooking, while doing any work, make astaghfirullah. It's a glad tidings for that person who finds in his book of deeds, book of records on the day of Qiyamah, istighfaran kathira. We don't realize this small amal holds a lot of weight on the day of Qiyamah. And the last hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. The greatest and the weightiest thing that will outweigh any amal is the amal of saying the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why it is said that if a person in a morning reads minimum 100 times after Fajr and 100 times after Maghrib, Allah Ta'ala will make his face shine like the 14 full moon. If you go outside, you'll see the 14 moon. How beautiful it looks. But the nur of it is greater than that Allah Ta'ala will make your face shine, inshallah, with the barakat of that nur. And whosoever last words are the kalima. Imagine a person saying the last words in the time of sakarat. Allahumma awin alayna sakaratul maut. Allah, make it easy for us. Don't give us the pangs of death. But the moments Allah ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, it is guaranteed Jannah. Subhanallah. These amal Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah, give me and all of us tawfiq to make amal. And we apologize if any inconvenience. Inshallah, from tomorrow, Hazrat Mawlana will be continuing the program. Allah Ta'ala reward all the brothers for sitting and listening. Allah accept all the khidmat. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.